We are not told for which friend Christina Rossetti wrote today's sonnet, but I find it to be a loving poem, one which is encouraging me to think of death as being a shelter rather than annihilation. The earth is now asked to be a protective blanket, sealing out the noise, the laughter, and the sounds of sighs from the living world. Death becomes a relief from life's disturbances. Rossetti's friend, through death, is now freed from her wearied watching, her anxieties and strains. In line 5, the phrase, "She hath no questions, she hath no replies," suggests that restless intellectual and emotional demands of living can now be set aside. Rossetti includes two paradoxes in lines 9 and 10. Darkness more clear than noonday, and silence more musical than any song. In other words, our human perceptions no longer apply. Divine reality surpasses human sense and language. In line 8, with stillness that is almost paradise, Rossetti is careful to distinguish between resting in death and the final fulfillment. Rossetti's friend has found rest, but not yet its ultimate end. The final 3 lines take us explicitly into the realm of Christian eschatology. I think that the phrase, "the morning of eternity," line 12, refers to resurrection. Furthermore, rest is not simply endless sleep, because time itself is now suspended. And when she wakes, she will not think it long. In this sonnet, Rossetti breaks away from Victorian stereotypes for mourning. No mourners are mentioned, nor is their grief described. There was no communal ritual. Rossetti's gaze remains solely on her departed friend. As an Anglican, Rossetti offers us theological assurance rather than emotional consolation or fashionable sentimentality.
Oh.